AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The World Health Organization has a new estimate of deaths linked to the coronavirus.
Globally, we estimate 14.9 million excess deaths associated with the COVID-19 pandemic.
William Assembrix at the WHO says the previous estimate was about 5 million deaths.
So this excess estimate represents 9.5 million more deaths, or 2.75 times more deaths than reported.
The estimate is of people killed either by the coronavirus or by its impact on overwhelmed health systems during the first 2 years of the pandemic. Heavy fighting is reported today around the besieged steel plant in Mariupol in Ukraine. Russia is trying to complete the capture of the important port city. Ukraine's military also claims it recaptured some areas in the south. The Justice Department says a super yacht owned by a Russian oligarch previously sanctioned for alleged money laundering has been seized by law enforcement in Fiji. Amber Heard is back to testify in her defense near Washington. Her ex-husband, Johnny Depp, is suing her for libel. Here's the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
Amber Heard tells a courtroom she kept thinking Johnny Depp had hit rock bottom with his addictions because he'd promised to change and be as loving as ever. Heard says things got ugly on a private plane flying from Boston to Los Angeles in 2014 when Depp appeared altered. She says Depp slapped her and kicked her in the back, the first time something like that had happened in front of others, but nobody did anything.
I felt so embarrassed that he could kick me to the ground in front of people. And more embarrassing, I didn't know what to do about it.
Depp has testified Heard was the abuser, and he locked himself in a bathroom to get away from her. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
A big turnaround today. Stocks are slumping on Wall Street, erasing a rally from a day earlier as markets assess the looming fallout from the Federal Reserve's stepped-up fight against inflation. This is AP News. The numbers are still low, but more people file for unemployment benefits.
The Labor Department reports that jobless claims in the U.S. rose to 200,000 for the last week in April. That's 19,000 more than the week before. The four-week average, which tries to even out weekly blips, also rose by 8,000 claims. Earlier this week, the government said employers posted a record 11.5 million job openings in March. That would be two jobs for every one person who's unemployed. In all, 1.38 million Americans are collecting unemployment. It's the smallest number since 1970. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A NASA climate research scientist, Cynthia Rosenzweig, who has spent much of her career explaining how global food production must adapt to a changing climate, was awarded the World Food Prize. She studied how agriculture worsens the climate change problem. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.